Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Checkin' Sports, brought to you by Old Dutch Foods. Mike Max joins me this morning. Maxie, I got to tell you, I turned my radio on after being out for dinner last evening, and I was quite stunned to hear Corey Provis, announced the score. It's like, wait a minute, this isn't supposed to play this way.
No.
They didn't lose any ground in the AL Central because Cleveland also lost, but the wheels fell off that wagon early.
They did. Martin Perez got lit up in the third inning. And Tampa, who I always figured, well, they can't be that good because I've hardly heard any of their guys. And I tell you what, if they can't be that good, they sure fooled a lot of people last night because they kept hitting it. Austin Meadows is a great player down there, young player, had a couple big hits, and so did Lowe and Brandon Lowe. And they just was one of those nights you kind of chalk it off. And then they brought in Mattel, who's kind of auditioning to stay in the big leagues. And they gave up a 6-run inning, and then after Perez came out, they gave up a 5-run inning. So not good, and it might be because Mattel is major league job for now because they needed somebody to get them some length to get them through some innings, and it just didn't go well for them. So it was one of those nights in big league baseball you have them once in a while, and you just try to put a little check mark by them and say, okay, forget about that one. Tomorrow we go get them again, boys, that kind of thing. Especially when you've had the success that the Twins have had. Generally speaking, you can shake these off fairly quick. But then you do go back to, they lost to the Brewers on the first game on Tuesday, whatever it was. And then if Devin Schmelzer hadn't picked him up the next day, with that big outing, you'd be in a three-game – you could be in a three-game losing skid. So you realize the importance of each game.
Well, you and I were chatting about this yesterday, and I was reading that there was some speculation on the part of even Rocco Baldelli or some of the press in attendance at that Twins game about the changing the amount of days off and whether that extra few days of rest hurt Perez. I think that's just a lot of conjecture at this particular point, right?
Oh, yeah. You never know how a guy's going to respond if he's pitching on 6 days rest, 4 days rest, 5 days rest. Most guys like to just be in a routine. And if you're in a five-man rotation, you pitch once every 5 days, that's no problem. That's, it used to be a four-man rotation. Jim Cotton, Jim Perry, and Louis Tiant, and those guys done Twins uniform. So, they've already stretched it out to an extent for these guys and made it a little bit easier. So it's not that difficult. And if you have the extra day, it really shouldn't affect you much. It could throw you off a little bit in your routine, but they just got on him. And then when Mattel was pitching, I heard Corey say it on the game last night. He said it almost looks like he's tipping off his pitches because they are sitting on everything that he throws. So sometimes you can get a little scouting report on that too, and you never know. These advanced guys that come out and watch these games, advanced scouts, they're pretty detailed sometimes, and if they find anything out like that, they can make it real miserable for you, especially if you're a pitcher and they got a pretty good idea what you're going to throw.
I'm taking some confidence in the fact that the Twins at most have lost two games in a row twice this season. Other than that, they haven't had any protracted losing streaks. So if this all holds true, Barrios should be able to pull out that win tonight against Tampa Bay. 5:30 pregame show, 6:10 first pitch. Let's go to Oklahoma City. Gopher softball, first batter homers for UCLA, and they never look back.
Bubba Nichols homers to start the game for UCLA. And then Amber Fizer just she struggled the first two innings. She walked in a run, then got out of a big jam, and kind of got her composure back and got them back in that thing. And then they scored a couple in the sixth. Natalie Denhartog again, a double, and RBI double. And then Allie Arneson, tries to stretch a single and a double, but knocks in a run. So it's 3-2, and they got one more at bat. You're going, who knows, there could be some magic here. And then UCLA put it away with four runs in the bottom of the sixth. Elia Jordan hit a monster home run to right field, and it was over. So, it was that, you could see that there's a UCLA is They've been there before. They're the number two seed. They've got this pitcher, Rachel Perez, who's the best in the country, they say. And they are as good as advertised. And that's what you're up against now. You're in that Final Four. And Washington on Saturday, they had a dramatic loss to Arizona yesterday. And, you can just see each level that they go to, it goes up a little bit. And you get here now and you're with teams that not only they're really good, but they've been there before. And I think that makes a little bit of a difference maybe for the Gophers in round one. But great energy at the game. I mean, it was those games are kind of a combination of football and baseball. I mean, they got a lot of baseball, obviously, they're akin to, but the energy and the sing the fight song after a run, things like that, it's pretty cool when they attack it like that. That was a pretty cool sight.
They'll play again. Gophers will play again on Sunday morning, I believe. I think 11 a.m.
Saturday morning. 11.
Saturday morning. I'm sorry. Yep. Let's talk about this. NBA Finals got underway last night at Scotiabank Center in Toronto. Looking sharp with their big win over Golden State. They pretty much controlled that game wire to wire.
They did, and you know, Toronto has a nice 10-point lead. Here come the Warriors in the fourth quarter, and you go, okay, I've seen this play before. Sit around, all of a sudden, boom, boom, boom. And it didn't happen. Every time they got close, Toronto extended the lead and found a way, and they got that town is crazy right now up there for basketball and all the outdoor parties that they've got going on, these Jurassic Parks, they call them, all this stuff that's going on up there. They really got some stuff going on up there, but they play well as a team. For whatever reason, they were down 2-0 to Milwaukee, and everybody was talking about Milwaukee being maybe the best team in the NBA. And the next thing you know, Toronto owned the series. And ever since then, they haven't looked back. I think they've won 5 playoff games in a row. And whatever happened, they got their confidence, they got their mojo. That coach for Toronto was in the Timberwolves system one time at Iowa in the G League, coach down there in Des Moines a little bit, so they've got a little connection to him. But they're doing it. Kawhi Leonard, obviously, people know about, but they're not doing it with huge names, man. They play a style, and they have confidence. They go at you, and it was really impressive last night because every time Golden State looked like they were going to go on one of those warrior runs, Toronto negated it with defense and with great ball movement sometimes to get easy shots.
All right. Hey, Maxie, thanks so much for the visit. Now, next hour, we'll talk some high school sports. I know one of your favorite subjects, so we'll come into that again at about 8:40 or so this morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, John.
Take care. Mike Max on Sports on WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.